Shalom, everybody. In this week's parasha, Paro dreams his dreams about the cows and the weeds. And the Torah says that after he woke up, Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Ches, Vayehi Vaboker, Vatipaem Rucho, and in the morning his spirit was troubled. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that the word Vatipaem comes from the word Pa'amon, a bell. The dream rung in his spirit. It knocked him. It agitated him like a ringing bell inside him. And the question that many Mefarshim ask is, why? We've all had nightmares, unfortunately, but these dreams of Paro do not seem like nightmares. They don't seem to be particularly agitating. So why did those dreams bother him so much? This question is asked by Rav Shimon Schwab, the Rav of the Yeki community in Washington Heights in New York. He died in 1995, and he asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva, and he offers the following beautiful explanation. Rav Schwab says that Paro's entire philosophy, Egypt's entire philosophy, was based on the fact that if you were stronger than someone else, you could defeat them. If you were smarter than someone else, wealthier than someone else, you could control them. Period. If two nations were at war, the stronger side would win. The smarter side would win. The mightier side would win. That's it. And that's why they were able to enslave so many people. If I'm stronger than you, if I'm more powerful than you, I will win and I will dominate. And then Paro comes and has two powerful dreams that fly in the face of that philosophy. Fat cows are supposed to dominate thin cows. Fat ears of grain consume thin ears of grain. That's the way it's supposed to be. But not so in Paro's dream. In the dreams, the weak overcome the strong. The sickly overcome the healthy. It can't be. It drove him crazy. He couldn't handle a reality where the weak dominated the strong. Vayehi vaboker vatipaim rucho. And Rav Schwab doesn't say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that that explains something else in this whole story. The Torah says, and as Rashi explains, Paro went to his advisors, he went to his astrologers, and they suggested some explanations, but none of those explanations could really satisfy Paro. But why? He dreamt about cows. He dreamt about produce. None of his advisors could put two and two together and suggest that the dreams were about agriculture or about food production. But according to Rav Schwab, it all makes sense. No one could interpret it because no one would let themselves interpret the dreams that way. It cannot be that a strong, healthy, vibrant nation such as Egypt would ever suffer through such a terrible famine. And that's also perhaps why Paro liked Yosef's plan so much and why Paro promoted him so quickly. Yosef told Paro that yes, it can happen and it will happen. The weak will take over. The sick will dominate unless you do something about it. And Paro said, that's the person that I need. Someone who understands that the strong will win, that the smart will dominate. Of course, Paro did not know, did not understand what Yosef knew all too well and what we also know so well, that it's not the mighty that necessarily win. It's not the wealthy that necessarily win. Who wins? That person, that nation whom Hashem chooses, period. There are no other factors. There's no other variables. And that is why, says Rav Schwab, Parshas Miketz is always read on Hanukkah. That this is the Chag that commemorates the miracle of Giborim Biad Chalashim, Virabim Biad Me'atim. It's the Chalashim who can win. It's the Me'atim who can win, etc. When all is said and done, we come to the realization that this is not really a miracle whatsoever. It's just the way Hashem runs the world. And that's exactly that way that we read about in the Haftorah that we read on Hanukkah, about the Navi Zechariah who was working to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. And what does Zechariah say? What does Zechariah say that we need to know? We're going to say in the Haftorah, in Zechariah, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Vav, Lo v'chayel, v'lo v'choach, ki im beruchi, amar Hashem Tzvakos. Zechariah says in the name of Hashem, it's not about might. Don't pay pay attention to the might. It's not about power. Don't pay attention to the power. It's all about the spirit of Hashem. It's all about the will of Hashem. You follow Hashem, you will succeed ultimately, Amir Tzashem. You follow the will of Hashem, you follow the spirit of Hashem, you follow the Torah, you follow what Hashem wants. Then says Hashem, lo v'chayil v'lo v'koach ki'im, b'ruchi amar Hashem tzvakos. Have an amazing day, everyone.